it's Joe DeCamera.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Kyle got jokes. Kyle got jokes. Okay.
Is this Kyle trolling me for the Sixers?
Yeah.
That's what's going on here.
The first cut is the deepest.
Just buy in, guys. Nah. Come on. You got to jump in.
Do you know who this is, Hugh?
No.
No guesses?
I have no clue.
No? No.
I don't know too many like standalone female artists.
Sheryl Crow.
I couldn't think of her name.
Well, sure.
Wasn't she married to Lance Armstrong?
I don't know. Maybe. What?
Maybe not. Did I just totally mess that up? I thought she was married to Lance Armstrong. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
She was. I think Lance Armstrong was married to an artist. I think it probably was her.
Yeah, I thought it was. But I could be I could be totally wrong. But for some reason, that sounded right to me. 215-592-949.
Just go off fives.
Yeah, it's fine. We're not about accuracy here anyway. No, so it doesn't matter. what, she wasn't married to him? Or she was?
No,
you're not.
His current wife is Anna Hansen.
Okay. I'm
trying to see how many wives he had. He only had one.
Okay. Well, I was wrong about it. Take the L and move on. Happens.
I think he probably was smashing her. Let me see.
this is the Midday Show, Tom Kelly and Joe Giulio, alongside Hugh Douglas.
A little bit. Dude.
Yep. All good. We're talking a lot about the Eagles today. Do you think the Eagles, clearly the best team in the NFC?
I think they got kids. They don't have any kids together.
Okay, but they were together.
Yeah, they were.
At one point.
Good job.
How about that?
Good job.
All right.
All right. So he was smashed.
And we got that huge gem out of this. So, aren't you happy I brought it up? Yep.
All right.
Heck of a day so far.
Will we be on the air tomorrow?
Hugh's had a couple moments today. Earlier, Kyle looked like he was going to, pass out in there.
Yeah,
earlier.
Twice now.
Yeah.
No, because of what he thought I was about to say. I wasn't about to say it.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
You had to catch yourself.
Okay, maybe.
Yep.
Did say it this time.
But I didn't say it.
Yeah.
So. But, speaking of us not being in studio tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
At Klondike Cakes, I wonder what kind of fun drink names they're going to come up with for the Halloween spirit.
Oh, that's always fun, yeah.
Yeah, because I can't remember the exact names that they had for, for the drinks they had for Christmas. But they had some fun names.
Are you a big Halloween drink guy? Do you like,
I don't like to do mixed drinks. I'm not a mixed drinks drinker.
All right. Maybe they'll name
a
drink
like a
after.
Highball, beer and a shot.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Are you going to be at the game tomorrow night, by the way?
I thought you was about to say, I have a drink name. Locker Room Punch. Locker Room Punch, Jack Blackberry.
Okay.
Black Daniels.
Black Daniels. Blackberry.
Nice.
Am I going to the game tomorrow?
Yeah, the Delaware State-Norfolk State.
Yes, I am. Yeah. I am going. As a matter of fact, Ike is asking me about it. I think Ike's going to make an appearance. I don't want to speak for him. I don't want to speak out of turn, but he might be there. It's going to be celebrity. It's going to be a celebrity star-studded situation. There's going to be a lot of people there, man.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, it's going to be a fun time, man. No question about it. I can't wait to see. I can't tell you how proud I am of both of those guys to see, the paths that their lives have taken after football, to see them coaching. Deshaun's doing a hell of a job down there at Delaware State. Unfortunately, Michael Vick had to fire his defensive coordinators, and he had to get his defense right. I think they're 2-5 right now, and Deshaun's 5-2, and I told him that they have a pretty tight schedule all the way through. They might be in Atlanta for the Celebration Bowl. Celebration Bowl is the SWAC against the MEAC. I'm speaking it to existence. So everybody here that went to Dell State, if they can finish this season out strong, they might be in Atlanta for the holiday, the Celebration Bowl. That'll be nice.
How about that?
Nice.
I'm gonna have to check out the line for that game.
Yeah, that's
tomorrow
gonna
night.
Be, yeah, I think I, with all due respect, I think Delaware State gonna beat the brakes off of Ohio State. They put like Eagles and Norfolk State.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying, dude. They dropped 70. Was it 70 on somebody a couple weeks ago? Yeah, they dropped some.
Make sure you don't get it wrong here. Somebody's going to call you.
They didn't drop 70 on anybody. They dropped 65.
Look it up, you.
Yeah, look it up. Okay, let me pull that back. I'm a minute. They put a lot of points up on a squad.
Yeah, you got it.
And they disrupted somebody's homecoming this weekend. They were the homecoming. You know, they were the sacrificial lamb. Coach Jackson T said, no, not today. So, yeah, they're doing well, man. They're doing real well.
All right. Well, there you go. So, good stuff. Delaware State, Norfolk State, tomorrow night, DeSean Jackson versus Michael Vick. You want to get in, 215-592-9494. How you join the show? Are the Eagles clearly the best team in the NFC? I say yes. Hugh says no. There's still teams that are lurking who he believes are a threat, and mainly the Detroit Lions. Detroit Douglas. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to. And also, I am calling on, and I can't believe I'm this guy, because a week ago, I was as negative as anybody. Four games for me to get in on the Sixers.
Open your heart, as
I believe Jeffrey Lurie said back in the day. Open your heart. Allow your heart to be broken again. The Sixers have a chance to win
those?
The East.
You know what they call those people, Kyle? That are easy? Floozies.
I'm a floozy? Did you call me a basketball floozy, Hugh?
Wow.
I feel like being messy.
You are being very messy.
They call those people floozies.
Man. I mean, I'm that easily won back.
No, I'm just saying. I get it. It's exciting to see, especially the year we had last year. When they started running the ticker last year when the Sixers were playing, about how many games Joel Embiid has missed. And if I'm not mistaken, he's missed more games than he's played. And I think that was the milestone that he hit last year. And he only played 19 games last year. And it was like, wow. That is some reflection right there. To be in the NBA and get a big contract a year earlier and then miss most of the season.
Well, how about this stat that I saw? This was Paul Hudrick of Liberty Ballers tweeted this out. Last year, the Sixers didn't win their fourth game until after Thanksgiving. This year, they've won their fourth game before Halloween.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, and I think what we do, we could go to the game, support Maxi, support VJ, support the young guys, and enjoy it. Go down there and enjoy it, man. Have a good time. Go to the, what is it called, the Lexus Club, and have a ball. Have some drinks.
But have expectations.
And enjoy some good basketball.
And have expectations.
And expect them to play well and be proud of them for playing well. And win the
Eastern Conference potentially. You want to get in
on too much.
You want to get on that, you're welcome to. 215-592-9494. Do you think the Sixers are a legit threat in the East? And coming up in a few minutes here, we do have quarterback rankings for this week. Excited to put that together. Top 10 NFL quarterbacks as of week 8 in the NFL. They do? Wacky and wild?
He put Spencer Rattler on there one day, who just got benched for Tyler Shirk.
No. I put him on there the day he got benched.
Well, I think I can guess who's number one. It's got to be Jared Goff, right?
Never know.
Well, right, maybe a little bit of a spoiler there. 215-592-9494. Let's go to William in Jenkintown. What's up, William?
Hey, TK. I'm terrified of Detroit. I'm like you, Douglas. They scare me. Every time I watch them, I just get scared because I feel like they're going to score every single time they touch the ball. And so I'm in the camp with Hugh Douglas, who is having an A-plus Hugh Douglas week from Monday to today. Monday we got Sopo off of Douglas talking like Bryce Harper, and today we're just getting everything out of Hugh's mouth today. And I love it. It's why I love that man.
Well, thank you very much, sir. But wait a minute, William. We're not afraid. We're not afraid of the Detroit Lions.
I'm afraid.
We're not afraid.
You don't speak for William. He's afraid.
Okay, we're not afraid. We just respect their work so far this season.
Not William. Hugh's afraid.
No, we're not.
Terrified.
No,
You can respect them all they want. They got me in the fetal position, scared of them.
Not the fetal position. You shouldn't tell anybody that.
William, did you watch the playoff game last year?
Nobody can hear you.
Goff is a choker. He's going to choke in the playoffs like he always does. Don't worry about it.
I don't know. They just, every time I watch them, they just look scary, and they just look like they're going to score every time they touch the ball. You got to calm down, my man. They beat the Wizards by 1 point last night. And the Wizards are worse than my 12-year-old brother's basketball team. Okay, I mean,
on the second night of a back to back, William, they had to fly all the way down to D.C.
Fly.
You know,
they fly from home.
From home,
they caught a train.
It's probably a 40-minute plane ride down there. But then you're sleeping in a hotel. You know, you got all these moving parts. You're down 19. I thought it was impressive they didn't quit. They fought back last night.
Well, I guess a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then.
They did fight back, though. I do like the resilience that they
showed. So what are your expectations for this season, William?
32 wins and get a top 10 pick, hopefully.
32 wins? They're not going to have 32 wins?
You got more
32
than
32 wins. On it then.
All right. Well, bet you.
You bet on it.
Okay. I'll bet you they win more than 32 games. How about that?
Okay. What's the prize?
I don't know. What are you going to give me? Because I'm going to win.
I'll take you to lunch with you and your little wife.
You and your little wife.
That's disrespectful.
You made it. I appreciate the call.
You can't go to lunch.
I'm not going to lunch now. That's, I mean, my wife's not listening.
Wife.
She'll take offense to that.
That was your little white day.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, 32 wins and a top 10 pick. That's not happening. This team is going to be a playoff team.
I think for the sampling size that it is, it's exciting to see. No question about it.
Well, do you think they're going to the playoffs?
I think they have a chance to go. I do. I don't know. See, because here's the reality, TK. You're still at some point going to integrate Paul George. I was about to say Paul Pierce. Paul George and Joel Embiid into this team. You can see it. Joel Embiid still has some pull because he complained about his playing time, and he got 25 minutes. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't remember seeing him on the court in the fourth quarter too much, or in overtime, because they were trying to get back in the game. So you're going to have to appease him on some level. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's an issue. Like, if he forces the issue, what are you going to do? Because he kind of forced the issue the other night, and that's what you kind of worry about. And that might stunt the growth for these young guys.
Well, here's where I'm at with the Sixers. And I don't know if they're going to win the East, whatever. I'll make this guarantee after four games. They're going to be a top six seed in the Eastern Conference. I will guarantee they're a top six seed in the East. What do you think about that, Kyle? You in on that at least?
A guaranteed top six seed? Yeah, sure. That's fine.
That's a good accomplishment.
Yeah, it's good. I'm not raising my expectations.
Okay. That was your expectation before the year?
I mean, sure. Six? Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
All right.
I mean, you said it. East is weak. I'm just not like going to fool myself into thinking that we're going to make a bunch of noise in the playoffs or do any damage and all that stuff. Like, just enjoy the ride.
I'm going to go to the game. I'm gonna take my son to the game. We're going to sing Clap Your Hands, Everybody. We're going to do all of that. And we're going to have fun. And we're going to fellowship.
And if they lose, you're going to boo, because that's what we do.
I don't fellowship. Boo anybody ever.
And we're going to say, hey, get them next time, cats, Thundercats. We're gonna clap our hands.
Yeah.
This is definitely a you'll get them next time season
ridiculous.
For the Sixers.
Ridiculous.
I agree.
Absolutely ridiculous. All right. Good job.
Hey, way to go, fellas.
I'm too annoyed talking about the Sixers. Let's get to our quarterback power rankings for this week in the NFL. Top 10 quarterbacks in the league. And how about you start, Hugh?
You want me to start?
Well, who usually starts?
Well,
Hughes is usually the main event.
Okay. Well, I will start then. My apologies. I want to leave Hugh
get it together.
As the main event here. But number 10, I'll go with Bo Nix. Bo Nix, quarterback of the Denver Broncos, playing some pretty good football over the last few weeks. Had that big comeback win against the Giants. Crushed the Cowboys. Even the Cowboys' defense is pathetic. But I'll go with Bo Nix, number 10. Who do you got, number 10?
Who would I have, number 10? I have Bo Nix. Number 10. That's all we're doing. We're going back and forth.
No.
How about that? So
10-1, and then Hugo's 10-1.
Kyle doesn't like it that way.
You'll get him next time, TK.
My apologies. Jeez, I'm butchering
this.
If there is
a next time.
I'm sorry.
He's saying he's not going to let you do this again.
Kyle's very annoyed with me today. Okay, Bo Nix, number 10. Number 9, Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, Seahawks coming off a bye week, having a little bit of a resurgent season with Seattle. Sam Darnold comes in at number 9. Number 8, coming off a strong performance on Sunday Night Football, Jordan Love. I kind of fluctuate between he's a top 5 guy. Is he, you know, around 15? So I'll put him right in the middle. I'll go with number 8 for Jordan Love. Number 7, guy was having a good year. Lost some momentum being on the bye week, so he falls down a couple spots. Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield, number 7 on my quarterback rankings this week. Now, number 6, a guy who I wasn't really on my radar that much to start the year, but having a good year in, I'd say, you know, on the borderline of MVP conversation, I'll go with Drake May. Drake May, number 6 for the New England Patriots, having a strong year, one of the surprise teams in the NFL. I'll go with Drake May, number 6. Number 5, I've used boy. I'll go with Jared Goff.
Jared Goff.
Number 5 in the NFL right now, running that Detroit offense. Number 4, Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, after his best game of the year against the Giants, he comes in at number 4. Number 3, Josh Allen of the Bills. Obviously, they had a bye week this past week. Josh Allen, one of the best quarterbacks in football, having another MVP caliber season. Go with Josh Allen, number 3. Number 2, I'll go with Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes kind of rounding back into form. The Chiefs playing much better than they did at the beginning of the year. But I have him number 2 because number 1, and this guy in my mind's got to be the MVP frontrunner right now. I'm going with Daniel Jones. Danny Dimes, the number 1 quarterback on my power rankings right now. Is he not playing like the best quarterback in football through 8 weeks? He is. They're putting up a ton of points. Playing great. Daniel Jones.
Are you ready for my list? Since we're going from 10 to 1.
Well, 9 now since I said.
I just want to say that, you know, when I give this list, this is my list. So y'all can get mad all y'all want, but it's mine. And I'm going to stick to that. So I already did. Number 10 was Bo Nix. Number 9 I have on my list is Justin Herbert. Number 8, coming in at number 8, we got Baker Mayfield. Mm. Number 7, we got my man Dakota Prescott. Mm. Number 6, we got Patrick Mahomes. Number 5 on my list, we have that guy there in Seattle doing his thing, Sam Darnold.
Darnell.
Got number 4, Jordan Love. Number 3, my man, Jalen Hurts. Number 2, coming in, and again, this is my list, and I have my reasons for doing this.
This makes me feel like it's about to be bad.
Yeah.
And the more you keep couching it with, guys, it's my list.
It's my list, and I am allowed to do whatever I want to do because it's my list.
Your
Tyler
list.
Huntley, coming in at number 2. Number 1, Drake May.
Hold on. No.
Drake May.
I'm not allowing that.
Snoop
redo the list.
Number 2?
Redo
the list. I thought mine was wacky with Daniel Jones number 1.
Redo the list right now.
This is my list.
Right now.
This is my list. And I
should have dumped you.
Yeah. Man.
What you had a good hell? Game last week, man. You had a good game last week.
Hold on, man.
Snoop Huntley, the second-best quarterback in the NFL.
Right now. As of last week.
Wow.
In my list.
Shocking.
And I'm looking at you people with a straight face. Tyler Huntley, number 2. Balled out.
He is. He's a very serious face right now.
Yeah. Balled out.
Yeah.
Balled out.
All right. Well, there you go.
People are never going to listen to my football takes ever again.
Tyler Huntley, the number 2 quarterback in the NFL right now.
You are the worst.
Thank you.
Hey.
I strive for chaos on a daily basis.
In Hughes' defense, he did have a good game on Sunday. You know?
I strive for chaos.
You think quarterback controversy in Baltimore?
Yes.
When Lamar comes back?
Yes. No, not at all.
Put his ass on the bench? Play Snoop?
No, I'm not going to go that far.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm already,
go viral, you.
Nah, I'm already trolling. I'm not going to go that far.
You might as well just take it the whole way.
We are here to entertain because we are professionals.
Say Tyler Huntley's better than Lamar Jackson.
I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
Jolly weighed in. Really does not like your Daniel Jones over Patrick Mahomes take.
Oh, he doesn't?
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, is he not playing like the best quarterback in the NFL through 8 weeks?
He said there are hot takes and there are volcanic takes.
Oh, well, yeah, that's what we do here. I'm a hot taken away.
Conveniently, nothing on Hugh putting Snoop Huntley at number 2.
Yeah, seriously.
Because Jolly gets it. Jolly's a professional. He gets it. You gotta let people. Some of y'all afraid to think outside the box, man. I think outside the box all the time.
Tyler Huntley at number 2.
I'll be outside the box every chance I get.
Tyler Huntley at number 2 is more outrageous than Daniel Jones at number 1. I'm sorry.
It's a little different. It's provocative. It's gonna get you thinking, though. I mean, he did have a good game.
Yeah.
And these are weekly lists.
Yep.
And to be fair and balanced, like I always am.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had Spencer Rattler in my top 10 at one point. So,
how'd that happen?
He had a good game. The one he got pulled.
what his contribution of the team was taken out?
He had a good QBR before he got pulled.
Oh, okay.
So I go on QBR. Then? Like the QBR rating.
Okay.
I do that. That's mine.
Well, I like it, Hugh. Good stuff.
I hope Jolly crushes you.
Jolly understands. He understands a good take when he hears.
Yep. Jolly won't come for Hugh. Jolly respects you. He doesn't respect
Why
you.
Why are we not coming down his throat?
Yeah, that's great.
Why are we so leaning on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
Insane, Jolly.
Daryl Morey's done a great job, at least in the draft. He's drafted good players. Jolly couldn't even refute that. He's done a good job in the draft. Edgecombe, McCain, Maxey, and this team has a core to build around. That's why they're competing for the Eastern Conference this year. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But one more segment left for us. Obviously talking a lot about the Eagles. They're standing in the NFC as we lead up to the trade deadline here. And the bye week, which, let's face it, the bye week's coming at a pretty convenient time for the Eagles right now. Obviously, Sixers as well, 4-0 start. Are you raising your expectations? Do you think that they can compete for an Eastern Conference championship? When we get back, a few things to do. Oh, no, we got you people coming up at the end of the show here, which I've been dreading. And we also need to make fun of New York for the state of mind they're in right now, a truly absurd idea that I heard on WFAN yesterday. So we'll get to that coming up next. Tom Kelly, Hugh Douglas, this is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
By now you've heard me talk about my favorite tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, people. It's bold, vibrant blackberry, softened with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It'll be a touchdown at your tailgate this season. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry, head over to your local fine wine and good spirit stores and grab yourself a bottle or two of Jack Daniel's Blackberry to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember to tailgate responsibly.
Hey, it's Jared Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 94 WIP, this is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. This is Wagon Wheel, Hugh. Have you heard this one?
No.
You haven't? Wow.
Mm-mm.
All right, I thought you would have heard this one. But thank you for playing it, Kyle. Appreciate you you doing that.
I mean, pretty good, though. It don't sound like a good song.
Yeah. Put him on the spot earlier, but yeah. So this is Elliot's go-to karaoke song.
Here's the hook, here.
Nah, never heard this.
Really? Man,
No, I think I have. It's in the back there. It's been playing somewhere.
It's probably playing at a bar
You know who I like that I didn't? I was like, I was listening to him, and I was like, man, he'd be pretty good. Was it Morgan Whalen? Morgan Whalen?
I think
that's the name.
You're a big fan?
Yeah, I like some of his music, man. He's a good dude.
Okay.
I mean, I like his music. Good music.
right.
I don't know him. He's a good music.
Though. Good artist?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't heard
much
of his
stuff. Pull that back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to pull that one back quickly.
He's a great guy.
Never be sure.
I don't know. He might not be a great guy.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. As we've been talking a lot of Eagles today, talking a lot about the Sixers. And I got to say, based on the responses, people not very happy with my Darius Slay take earlier on. I mean, I'm surprised that people aren't more open to this idea. I mean, the guy was just here last year, played really well last season.
You're surprised people don't want to trade for a player who sucks.
He doesn't. He has not had a good year. Yeah, he played well last year, Kyle.
So what?
He was here last season.
James Bradbury played well in 2022, and then what happened the next year?
He's not Bradbury. I don't think he's Bradbury, Kyle.
He's had it up to here, which you're talking.
I have had it up to here.
That was like how I talk to my kids. That's how I talk to my son, Tom.
I'm going to count to three.
There's enough of this.
I'm going to count to three.
And you're going to take back your Darius Slay take. And if not, I'm going to turn off your microphone, is what Kyle's telling me. But no, I still want to bring him back. Do you want Darius Slay back by the trade deadline next week? 215-592-9494 is how you get in to join the show. Time for reading on our Twitter question of the day. The Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. And the Twitter question today, should we raise our expectations for the Sixers season? Wow. This is unbelievable results.
They said no,
right now.
Didn't they? Like 70%?
50-50.
Oh, wow. Okay.
50% saying, yes, we need to raise our expectations. 50% saying no. So I think this is an interesting kind of psychological thing here. So I guess half of our audience is, you know, floozies, as you would say.
Floozies. What's a floozy?
And half of our audience is a little more difficult to, crack, I guess. That was not a good way to put it. I was trying to make that.
I got a feeling I'm going to get caught in the office today.
No, that wasn't you. That wasn't you. That was me.
No, I'm talking about not for that one, but for some other stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think you're all right.
I don't know.
Just try to slip out of here at 2 o'clock. He's just going to slide right on out.
Yeah, I'm
about to go. It reminds me of, you know, the GIF of Peter Griffin.
Is it GIF or GIF?
I call it GIF. I know people call it GIF. I call it GIF. Mike and Angelina and I used to argue about this a lot. But you're like the Peter Griffin GIF or GIF.
Where you walk in the back.
Yeah, you're just like sliding back into the bushes.
No.
That's
the
you.
Best is when. After the when show. Like since we've been here, we've been here for 3 years. It ain't too much that I could do to surprise Kyle, but today
there
he was like, "What in Jesus' name?"
Well, the best was when the day when Kyle was out and you decided to hijack the show, and we did four hours on ferries.
Yeah, I can't wait to next year. I'm going to the furry convention next year.
You went this year.
I'm going. Going.
You're
going
to dress up.
I might put a tail on it. I might dress as a minotaur.
A minotaur?
Yeah, because a centaur is the four-legged one with the arms. So no, not a centaur, minotaur.
So you're embracing your inner fursona.
I'm going to get me some minotaur pants and a tail and some hooved feet.
Hooved feet. Interesting.
And I'm going to go. Because they tried to invite me to the party. It didn't feel right, though, because it was... It didn't feel like that was the type of party. I'm not trying to disparage the furries. It was just like the people I were talking to, they were just like, yo, you going to the after party? I'm like, no.
Well, your social media was entertaining that night.
Yeah, I'm not going to the after party.
Yeah, because we had done the post-game show or the pre-game show for the Eagles game that night. And then you said, yeah, I'm walking down to the convention.
No, I didn't go to the after party, though. Yeah.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But one of the satisfying things about the Eagles getting back on track this week was not just, you know, the way they played, which was great, but also to put the Giants in their place. Because let's face it, I mean, the Giants a few weeks ago, they beat the Eagles, and, you know, honestly, I wouldn't say we didn't care about that game, but we were preoccupied. I mean, obviously, that same day the Phillies lose the Dodgers and the Kirkering thing, but they acted like they won the Super Bowl. And, you know, they're celebrating this win and so happy they beat the Eagles. But it was nice to put them back in their place on Sunday to dominate them the way that we did. And, you know, Saquon Barkley talked about it after the game. This is something the Eagles saw and something the Eagles were motivated to do on Sunday.
Well, they made it seem like, you know, what did Coach Sirianni say? Revenge only lasts for like 5 minutes. That's the story that they was trying to sell to everybody. I ain't believe that.
Right.
I ain't believe that for 1 minute, man, because they what they say, put belt to ass.
Yep.
They beat you pretty bad, man. They beat you pretty bad. But I will say this because it's been pointed out. Shout out to Big Dom, and I think it was Zach Bond went to go visit Scatterbo.
Bond went with him?
I think Bond was there, too. I saw a picture with him, and they went to go visit him in the hospital. Man, I think that was a class act. Even though you hate the Giants, you have respect for a guy that plays like that. He plays hard. It's unfortunate that, you know, he had the injury that he had. Because that ankle, man, that's a tough one.
You don't want to see an injury like that.
Not like that. Because when they have to, I'm assuming, when they have to, because it happened to my son, when they put that ankle back together, they got to put, like, metal screws in there. And for a long time, man, he's not a professional athlete. Obviously, he wasn't. For a long time, it took him a while just to be able to run.
Yeah.
So it's one of those injuries that it's a tough one to come back from.
Yeah.
And I know he's probably going to work his ass off to try to come back. But, man, that's a tough one.
Yeah. And, I mean, Giants fans, and that is a bummer for Scatterbo, and hopefully he gets back and can play next year. But I feel like their brains are just broken because it's been a tough couple of years. You see what Saquon did last year. You see what Danny Dimes is doing in Indy this year. And I'm convinced they've lost their minds because I hear this clip yesterday, and this is from WFAN, their midday show, Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata. And they were talking about Brian Daboll, whether he's going to make it through the year. And they talked about the possibility of maybe canning Daboll and hiring Bill Belichick. Here's how this sounded.
Like, when this season's over and the tombstone is written and placed in the dirt for his 1 year at UNC, because it's not going to be a year two, and they're 3-9 or whatever the hell they're going to be, and he's sent packing and it's embarrassing. He's going to want to save a little bit of face here.
Well, and what better spot than the New York Football Giants,
who he reveres,
with a quarterback in place. Let me ask you something. You think Belichick would have a better record than Brian Daboll right now with the same exact team?
Yes.
Me too.
Yes, because he'd be more involved in the defense, no question. Yeah. Not by many, but yes, they would have a better record, yes.
Yeah, I don't think he's blown those games either, whether it would be Dallas, whether it be Denver. Yeah, I think so too. I just think he's a better... He wouldn't mess around with the kicker. Like, he's a better... He knows how to win games.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to win. The problem has been maybe talent, maybe a little too hands-on, especially after Brady left, like, meaning picking his guy. You know, Mac Jones, by the way, has had some success with San Francisco.
Yes. Yes.
But with Jackson Dart, I would be very tempted.
Hey, it's Jared Cameron, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are they out of their minds?
Yes.
Like, I mean, Daboll's not a good coach, but they want Bill Belichick?
Let me tell you. It's beautiful to hear that, because that just shows you that we as radio hosts are just as delusional as fans. And you guys need to understand that, because it's clear to me that they have not... Or they refuse to acknowledge the train wreck that Coach Belichick is right now and his girlfriend.
They want Jordan Hudson to be the GM of the team? Because that's dog. What you'd be getting.
Dog. When they say it's undefeated, that's the prime example of what they're talking about right there.
I gotta
be careful the way that I am.
Yep.
But she didn't put that thigh out on that old ass man so hard that was
being careful. Okay.
She put that thigh out on him.
Okay.
Because he's sitting there.
This is PG here.
No, dog. Am I lying though? She put that thigh out on him so hard that he sits there and she's telling him about football.
Yeah.
Like, think about that for a minute, fellas. Think about that. Undefeated. He sits there And she said, well, shouldn't they do it? Like, what was the cut when she was talking about defenses? And he's sitting there and he's entertaining the conversation.
And Matt Patricia's just got to be like, what am I doing with my life?
And she was like, excuse me, but aren't they supposed to, isn't the safety supposed to be back? And Bill's like, well, you know what? You're right.
It's like, are the people in New York.
I am not, see, I am not mad at it, but damn it, man.
Their brains
are undefeated.
Their brains are broken, man.
She's, and I'm not mad at her for doing this because if you allow her to do that, God bless you. She's on the sideline of Carolina games with stiletto pumps on, dog. Uh-huh. Like, in grass. Like, any woman out there walking in stiletto pumps in grass, God bless you if you can make it happen. She's dressed like after she gets done coaching the Carolina Tar Heels, she going to go to the club. She going to the club. After the game, she already got her club outfit on.
Like, I am
God
just,
bless her.
I am astonished.
God bless the Giants fans. God bless those radio hosts up there that won Bill Belichick.
I can't believe that they think this is a good idea. And I just feel like, I do feel like the Giants suck, the Jets suck, the Mets just had a disastrous season. They are so desperate for anything. I mean, please. I mean, by all means, I would love to see the Giants hire Belichick and to see what kind of train wreck that would turn into. But that is just, what a take. What a take.
Undefeated.
Crazy. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Aaron. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, Hugh, could you imagine what a furry after party would look like?
That's why I didn't go.
That's, I can only imagine.
Yeah, that's why I didn't go.
So, guys, I was telling Kyle, I'm a longtime Knicks fan, and I think I wanted to comment about the Sixers. I think going into the season, the Knicks were probably considered to be the front runner to go out of the East. I'm not sold on that. I think they, I think they're a player or two away, but I think definitely this is the year that the Sixers can make a run at the finals, but I think it has to go through the guards. You have to have Embiid and Paul George be okay with playing, you know, in a role position and kind of, you know, Embiid kind of doing what he's doing now, and it has to go through the guards. And I definitely think they can go through a depleted East and get to the finals, no doubt.
Well, this is the thing, Aaron. That's kind of the way I look at it. And I get, you know, they're very young. They have, I mean, Edgecombe, McCain, these guys don't have any playoff experience. But I do look around at the East, and it is like historically bad this year. Like, I picked the Knicks at the beginning of the year. I still think they're probably the best team, even though I can't stand Towns. Like, if I was a Knicks fan, I just would not be able to stand watching him nightly. But you look at them in Cleveland, aside from that, I mean, the rest of the conference is just really bad.
Well, yeah, exactly. I was just going to say that, too, about Towns. He is my least favorite player, probably in the NBA, and he slows the Knicks down. So when he gets in the game, because they want to run as well, but he slows them down, and I think he's going to be the reason why they don't get to the finals. But I wanted to make a comment on Edgecombe. That kid is awesome. He reminds me of actually a really young who's the MVP there in 22? Derrick Rose?
When he was 22 years old, when he won
the MVP. But he reminds me of a young Derrick Rose.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's interesting, Aaron. I appreciate the call. I haven't heard that comparison.
D-Rose?
The one that I've heard is a young Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, the one I keep hearing.
Yeah.
I don't see it, but I don't remember D-Wade's young years, so I don't see that.
I can see a
little
bit. Not
saying that it's not real, but I'm just saying I didn't see it.
Yeah, I can see a little bit of it. I mean, it's obviously a lofty comparison, but the bottom line is they just have a lot of talent. And yeah, it's going to take some time. It's not going to be a situation where this thing clicks fully immediately here. But, I mean, if Maxey continues to get better and Edgecombe continues to get better and McCain comes back healthy, I just think the upside's really high for this team. And, you know, again, the Eastern Conference isn't good. Let's just allow ourselves to love again. Allow ourselves to love again.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with that, but I don't think you should marry you can't be sitting there talking about, oh, they're going to the playoffs. They're going to the finals. I think those are lofty expectations. Now, if that happens, that'd be great. I just want to see the young kids grow and play better.
Yeah,
that's what I want to see.
Well, I think they're going to go to the playoffs, but man, I'm hungry for more. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. I've been dreading it all day, but it's time. Let's go to you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
That's it. I'm done with you guys.
That's our first contribution?
Yep. And notably, still present in the group or in the YouTube chat for the rest of the show. Great. It's bad. Take Tom.
There we go. I'll take that. That's fine.
Not bad. Yep.
We're okay.
I think Kyle's mustache is cutting off circulation to his brain.
Ooh.
That's harsh.
Interesting theory.
Mm-hmm. Kyle clearly hates TK.
I feel that way today.
I would say that's crazy, but the vibes I've been given today, it's...
You've been given hate vibes.
Yeah.
No, when you started the meeting, you're like, so is my take. So what? That was crazy. Yeah.
I also did laugh in his face when he gave me a take earlier
Multiple
today.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
You laughed in my face.
Yep.
It was one of them days, man.
Mm-hmm. Are we sure Hugh Douglas played in the NFL?
Yeah. He did.
Okay.
People were questioning whether or not you played in the NFL.
No, I mean, he did.
Just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, he did.
I officially challenged TK to one-on-one basketball. Tom, do you accept? That's not me. Somebody in the
Who challenged me?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Somebody in the YouTube chat.
Why not? I'd play basketball. Well, yeah. Sounds like fun. Yeah.
Okay.
Might not play well, but.
Tom looks like the Keebler elf.
Okay. Yeah, there we go. These were the ones I was dreading. Yeah. It's that point in you people where people come after my appearance.
Yep. Starting a GoFundMe for a booster seat for TK.
All right.
That's cold.
Yeah, it's,
I'm seated pretty high up. This chair doesn't go any higher. What do you want me to do?
That's crazy.
Not cool. TK feels like the Russell Wilson of WIP. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but.
What does that mean?
Everyone hates you? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so. Wow. Kyle is not holding back today, man.
But no. That's just the implication of the comment. Nothing personal that I added. All right. We did ask for some rap handle names for TK.
Oh.
We got T Kells, which feels like an easy one. Hot Take Tom. Short Stack.
I like short stack. It's not bad.
The Broad Street Bozo.
Oh, that's pretty tough for me.
Lil Shawty.
I like Lil Shawty.
That's disrespectful.
You know. Nobody's got that one already. I feel like somebody's got it already.
Somebody probably does. Yep. Lil Jolly, which that was a layup for them. And man, this one's tough. Low T.
Come on. Oh, that got you. We lost you. He loved that one.
That's the most clever one. I mean, it works in so many ways.
There you go. Is that all we got for you?
Well, we got one more thing.
Great.
It's not about you.
No, it's about me.
No, well, no, it's about the show. I mean, Hugh's been tossing around the word floozy, almost cursed on the air again. But things really went downhill the moment that Aaron in San Diego dropped this.
Go back and watch Jared Girth. Goth.
Jared Girth.
Jared Girth.
That was wild.
I just, I don't know
what
how,
you
like.
Think about?
How did that slip out?
What the you think about?
How did Jared Girth slip out?
And he was like embarrassed by it. He really tried to correct it.
Yeah, you can't walk that one back, bro.
Yeah. I mean, what's going through your head where yeah. it's like some kind of Freudian slip?
Yeah.
Jared Girth. I just don't get it.
Yeah. But, all right. Yeah. Well, good contributions from you people today.
And thank you, Low T.
Low T is
you're
stick.
Welcome. You love that one so much.
Low T.
He just immediately went leaned back in his chair, full on belly laugh.
No, I mean, because it was funny. I mean, I got, like, listen. I'm not going to lie. You people get on my nerves every day.
Oh, yeah.
But they bring the heat,
oh, they're
though,
funny.
Man. They bring,
Hugh,
they bring
Hugh
the heat.
Loves when TK fills in because you people just after him. I mean, you got one comment about you today, and it was pretty tame.
I mean, I like the fact, like, they come at us every day, and every now and then I look at the things that they say, and they get real mean and hurtful.
I enjoy the you peoples that are creative.
Yeah, I do, too. You can't be mad at creativity.
There weren't as many... jolly comparisons today, though.
No, that's one thing I noted.
I think whoever did that low T when they killed it, though.
That was a good one. Because as Kyle said, you know, that can be used for in everything. So many different ways. Yeah.
That's evergreen.
To reference so many different things. Good stuff from you people today. And fun show today talking about the Eagles show, and the Sixers. Now, you guys are going to be at Klondike Cates tomorrow. In Delaware. So make sure you go out. You see Joe, Hugh, and Kyle at Klondike Cates.
Chris said he's coming and bringing a candy bucket.
A candy
bucket? That's not going to be used.
Well, hopefully it's not organic candies like Jack's giving away.
I'm gonna put apples in it and leave them out.
Now you're just trolling the kids.
I'm going to put the mini apples or the mini oranges, like the tangerine.
The little clementines. There you go. Just
the lesson is don't go to Hugh's house.
Yeah. Don't go to Hugh's house on Halloween.
Put out toothpaste.
Go out to Klondike Gates and see the guys tomorrow. But fun show today as we head up to the trade deadline here. Thank you to Kyle Quinn for doing a great job producing the show. Stay tuned. Coming up next, the afternoon show. They're up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.